in Baba's sweet Avyakt Murli of today, he explains about the festival of Holi. Holi is a festival that is widely celebrated in India and in places where Indians live all over the world. And one very dominant activity during this festival of Holi is that colored water, fragrant water, is thrown on each other. And they celebrate with a lot of enthusiasm. And in this Murli, sweet Baba explains the spiritual significance of this festival. The whole drama is a reflection of what souls experience on an invisible internal level. Our internal factors and experiences are what manifest on an external level. The things that are imprinted within our consciousness, that is what will form the drama. And so Baba explains that the festival of Holi, as it is celebrated in a physical way, is a memorial, is an expression, is a manifestation of what we Brahmin souls experience during the confluence age on an invisible and internal level, on a spiritual level. And so the holiest and highest father comes to celebrate Holi with his holy and happy swans. That is how he starts Murli. And first of all, he highlights three aspects that happens in that physical holy celebration and what we do on an internal level. There is the burning, the coloring, and the meeting. And so Baba explains that the spiritual burning is the burning of old sanskars and old nature. And how does this invisible burning take place? It means there is like an invisible fire. And one way to understand that, it is the fire of truth. The love for truth, the love for what is original, the love for what is eternal, the intoxication of the experience of the incorporeal stage, the intoxication of the experience of pure soul consciousness, of being free from drama, free from Ravan. The intoxication of that stage of absolute security, peace, innocence, sweetness, joy, playfulness, love, the deep intoxication of how Baba originally, how Baba is, and what the soul originally is, the deep love and intoxication of that divine, that higher nature. That is what burns the old, and burns old means there's no interest anymore in the old. One has as if outgrown the old. The Rajo and Tamo sanskars are seen as silly, childish. One has found and is experiencing something higher, truth, and the love for that and the intoxication of that makes one not want to go into that old anymore. It appears as if strange and alien, burning of old sanskars. And Baba said in this Murli, which is interesting, that only after the burning of the old sanskars and old nature, then one is colored by that company. Because the old sanskars, the old tendencies, body consciousness, is what blocks the experience of that higher nature, the experience of Baba's qualities and Baba's nature and Baba's company. The body consciousness is what blocks remembrance. And so the coloring means after the burning of the old, after having disinterest of the old, the mind is as if tuned in to God. Remembrance of Baba, remembrance of what he is like, what he feels, how he sees, his attitude, his vision, to as if immerse the intellect in aligning the intellect on that level, colored by Baba's company. We become like Baba. And then meeting really means similar in thinking, similar in feelings, similar in outlook, similar in mission, similar in thoughts and actions. You are alike, then meeting takes place. And Baba says, you celebrate spiritual holy at the confluence. And on the path of devotion, devotees celebrate the memorial of this. And different aspects of our celebrating in a spiritual way are also reflected in the devotional celebration of holy. For example, there is the enthusiasm, and Baba says that is a memorial of the enthusiasm and the joy and the game-like, play-like manner in which we now go through the confluence age. There is the burning of the holika, and this is a memorial of how we, in the confluence age, burn Maya. And Maya, it is very useful to personify Ravana and Maya. Makes it easier to feel as something not innate and not belonging to us, but in really Ravana and Maya is like our own acquired tendencies towards degradation. So although it is Maya is within our own mind, it is not innate. And so we have to burn these tendencies that lead to degradation by seeing the silliness of it, by seeing the ignorance of it, by seeing the lower nature of it, and by cherishing the divine. And another thing, there is, these celebrations are very light-hearted, and Baba says it is how we have forgotten what is sorrow, and we become light. And although they celebrate it just for one day, within us it becomes timeless. Of course, there is the throwing of colors, throwing of various colors is like a memorial of our service. And another nice aspect is there are feelings of equality, which is a memorial of our experience of brotherhood, the only eternal and true relationships among souls. Other relation is the relation of brotherhood, and so that equality is also part of the celebration of Holi. There is, of course, the auspicious meeting with Bab Dada. And another aspect of Holi is forgetting the past. Past is past. And leaving the things and whatever has happened behind, and as if created a clean slate. Now, how do we do that? Practically, at the confluence age. One way that I personally feel is very powerful is to deeply realize that drama really is a drama. It is a play being acted out. And these beautiful incorporeal stars, beautiful beings of light, God-like beings, brothers, playful, pure, free beings. They are a family of actors. They come and play a part on the stage. And there are different parts. There are holy men, there are villains, there is party, there is comedy, there is war, all kinds of parts. Now the actors do not hold a grudge against other actors because of their part. The scenes come and go, scenes are played out and then move on to the next scene. But the actors are friends beyond the part. And so one way to use this past is past, understand this past is past, is to use the understanding of drama as a drama. It is a story being acted out. Not identify with the part that we play, and to see the actors beyond. And so whatever the part was, that is fine in the context of the drama. You don't judge the actor based on his part. And the actors are eternal divine brothers, eternal incorporeal souls belonging to the same home, the same father, beautiful beings of light. And so, I feel this is a very easy way to move from one scene to the next. Even forget the past scene. Don't hold any grudges. It is even silly. In pure soul consciousness, one knows the eternal spiritual truth of everyone, and sees the drama as a play, a story that is being acted out. And in when one looks at the story in that detached observer stage, from that perspective, as if from the home, from the perspective of eternity, you do not get entangled into the silliness of scenes in the drama. And so in this murli, one part Baba is also asking, especially the double foreigners, have you made the past into the past? And Baba is also highlighting the joy and the beauty of the confluence age. He's saying, you are carefree emperors. You own nothing, but you are emperors of the land free from sorrow. There is no one else who stays in such pleasure. No one else who experiences such fun and such joy. And it is also useful to understand that the only cause of any form of discomfort or pain or sorrow is the ignorance of identifying with the drama. Once that is dropped, there is the freedom of the big treasures of God that are experienced: immortality, eternity, the joy of knowing home, knowing the Father, experiencing the peace of not needing anything ever, having everything inside eternally. Once we are able to drop the ignorance of identifying with the body and the role, once we drop the ignorance of making the drama big and important, once we move into the unlimited, experience what Baba experienced and experience from Baba's perspective, bodiless, egoless, viceless, then existence is a joy, an eternal celebration. Then there is nothing but love, nothing but playfulness, nothing but security, and the feeling of eternal belonging to God, with God, with the family of souls. And on top of that, we have this drama to play out. Now that joy of the confluence age and that deep love and intoxication, that is celebrated in bhakti. And Baba gives different examples of how that joy and the fun manifest in Brahmin life. And he also, in this murli, emphasizes the importance of a clear intellect that can be touched. Because as the drama moves on, the scenes of the drama will become more and more delicate and difficult. And to not be pulled in by the drama, to stay in that joy, one has to be able to hold that detached stage. But also at the drama level, to catch the signals of the director, what to do at drama level, how to act. The intellect has to be clear and clean. Means intellect has to be aligned with Baba, thinking should be like Baba. We can catch what Baba, the signals that are sent, and Baba is saying that will be important and needed at the end. He will give the signal what to do, where to go. And then even at the Dharma level, we will be safe. He is saying some will reach Madhuban and the scenes of the beginning will repeat again in the end. There will be visions, there will be all the experiences that were at the beginning, it will happen at the end. But at the same time, he says some will also have to stay where they are. But he's saying it should not be out of our own attachment or out of our own vices, but because Baba gives that signal. And for that we need clear and clean intellect. And he also says he receives all the letters and the messages from the children of this land and abroad. He receives the love, the zeal, and the enthusiasm with which it is filled. All those letters are filled. But he is reminding, he's calling us holy swans, he's reminding the holy swans of one special slogan: as is the Father, so am I. This should be in our awareness in the form of a blessing. Before we act, before we have any thought, let us first check, is this thought the Father's thought? Whatever Father's actions are those also my actions? Check in a second and put it into practice. So this is a very nice practice. Before you have a thought even, check, would this be Baba's thought? Before you have an act, do actions, would this be Baba's actions? And Baba is saying, if we live our lives like that, then success is guaranteed. Success will be our experience. There will be the experience of power and being like the Father. And so Baba is saying, this is the gathering of holy swans. Baba has come to celebrate holy with you. And all these are aspects of the true, the spiritual celebration of holy. If these aspects are imbibed, there will be the experience of easy yogi life, and Baba will sing songs of the children. Wah, my easy yogi child, waha. My extremely fortunate child. So children will sing songs of Baba and Baba will sing songs. And in that stage, Maya will not be able to come. Maya will have vanished. And so stay in Baba's company. Experience the beauty and the privilege and the greatness of the confluence age. And finally, in the blessing, Baba is saying that we are the VIPs, we are the highest souls, children of the highest on high Father. If you hold this in the awareness, there will be power and there will be easy experience of being like Baba. Om Shanti.